This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Oh, we're at business success tips once again.
Yay!
Where people learn how to make more money in less time and have more fun, improve every aspect of their lives. And you know, our shows, the last three shows, we need to get a little more, what do you don't like that I do? Sexual stuff? Is that it?
You're looking for the word misogyny.
Yeah. Well, I haven't trashed any women.
Trash some women, then I can get up in your face about it, and okay. We'll have some nice conversation.
Now you're talking.
I think what Paul's trying to say is we've been agreeing with each other too much.
Yeah, we need a little more discourse.
You guys are full of it.
A little more intercourse or discourse or whatever the hell it is.
There is a difference.
A little more intercourse or discourse. Well, you know, I'll have discourse with you. Let's just leave it at that.
Let's stop there.
I like you, Paul.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You can go move to Elise. it's okay. So last we talked about, most people own it. They've ever seen owning a job and owning a business is if you go away and the money continues, you own a business. If you go away and the money stops, you own a job. Or I would say if you feel like you have to be there, even if you can go away, you own a job. Because some people could leave. Mm-hmm. Like, I have clients that I try to get into a 4-day work week, and the only thing keeps their own head, because they feel like they're needed, necessary, and they can't leave.
Well, that's an important thing for people, to feel needed, necessary, and, you know, to be able to serve.
But
so,
you can become codependent with that.
They hate it. It's sort of like, don't want to be here, but I have to be here because I'm not, my clients are getting my...
Then they're doing something out of guilt.
Why did you create that situation?
Right. I'm the only person that can do this. And like Dan Larson's one of my poster childs for his business, because he made about $3 million or something like that. He probably netted $400,000 on that. Took like 6 weeks vacation. He works 22 hours a week. He loves what he does. I go, yeah, Dan, you're my poster boy. Yeah. You know, it took him a while to get there. He had to hire some people to work for him that he trusted. That was because he usually have to be there all the time. So in construction, the first thing people have to do is hire people smarter than them, allow them to do their thing.
That's my biggest difficulty.
That's not just construction.
People to do what they do, knowing they're going to screw up, and they screw up, find somebody new. And you may have to go through three project managers to get one, but you got to keep going through them. The problem is they go through one, they screw up, and go, I'm never going to do that again. I'm done. It's like relationships. I've been married. They marriage sucks. Never again.
So it can never work, right?
They can never
extrapolate
work.
Badly.
That happens all the time is they take a business from like $2 million to $3 million or whatever. They get it bigger, and then it tanks or collapses because they don't know how to manage it. Mm-hmm. And instead of getting that they're not managers and sort of blaming themselves for, you know what, I really screwed this up because I didn't know what I was doing, and my own Peter principle, I promoted myself to my level of incompetency, and that's why the business tanked. They go, oh, well, $3 million businesses all suck. You just can't get a business big.
Right. It has to be that that's wrong. It's
right.
Not their,
you know, it's the size of the business that determines when it's going to tank.
Yeah.
And
I think you're putting... So the first step in being able to take the job to a business or take a business to the next level is being able to hire people that are smarter than you and unpinching your ass and letting control go and not being a micromanager and hiring people smarter than you to do the job and then letting them do that job.
Right. And letting them make mistakes, and if they don't, fire them and hire somebody to do. My motto is to people that own companies, if you had to let everybody go and move your company across the street and hire everybody back, who would you not hire back? And if there's anybody you would not hire back, you should fire them. Because it's not working out.
Right. They're draining your resources.
And every business I work with has somebody you should fire and don't. Just because of a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So, you know, I totally agree with you.
So hire people smarter than you. Let them do their thing. If they don't work out, let them go. Depend on structure, not people.
And what I have to say is my experience has been just your willingness to do that, your openness to the idea of doing that is going to create, those people are going to start responding to your ads and you're going to start bringing them in. It's your thoughts about how hard it's going to be or because of the way it's been that is going to continue to manifest the same reality. No, I cannot give you tangible proof of this except anecdotal proof that is exactly what's happened in my life consistently where I believed that something was going to be hard in certain ways. And sure enough, it was. And then when I finally, at, you know, almost 40 years old now, have realized that like that's the only only way I'm willing to do it is I want to bring these people in. I want to empower them. You know, my senior editor is phenomenal, this woman, Crystal, and, you know, are the salespeople that are working for us, and Tim, that we just met, and all of a sudden the right people start coming
right.
in. When you open, I want people that just know their jobs, are really good, and I want to just let them do their thing and give them all the room they need.
You want people that love what
they
do and are passionate about it,
yes.
are not doing it for the money.
That's
you
right.
Don't,
they get paid well,
yeah.
but they really are driven
right.
intrinsically
well,
to
I mean,
do
the
what
fundamental thing about work, we talk about never do anything for money you wouldn't do for free. And you should never hire anybody to work for you for money that wouldn't do it for free. And I do have tangible evidence of your theory. I have several contracts.
But it's anecdotal.
Are you going to refer to the movie The Secret in this?
No. Okay, or neither that or What the Bleep Do We Know. No.
Okay.
Neither
movie. Amazingly.
They're both great movies, but no.
Yes.
I have Craigslist is what people use around here to find people. It's cheap. It's $75. You put an ad in it.
Yeah.
It's great. And
that's why Tim's with us.
And so people put ad in Craigslist for like carpenters.
Mm-hmm.
And I have 10 contractors I work with. So they all place ad in Craigslist for carpenters. And this is the same as Craigslist. This is not, and these are the same kind of companies. They're all $2 to $4 million companies. They're all doing remodels. They're all in the Bay Area. They all have the basic same clientele. We're talking the same kind of company. Company A puts an ad in Craigslist, i.e., you know, Mr. X. Craigslist sucks. I can't find anybody. I've tried it 15 times. It's the biggest piece of shit I've ever. Da 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 da. Because I say, why should I collect this? So Craigslist totally sucks for me. It never works. There's no good carpenters. I've never found a lead carpenter in my life. There's no good project manager. Forget Craigslist. I'm never going to use it again. Okay. You go to Dan. I love Craigslist. Every time I put on Craigslist, I get the best people. You know, I just don't know who to choose from. They're really cool. My last three project managers have been out of there. My carpenters are out of there. Craigslist is the best thing on the planet for hiring people in the construction industry. Now I'm going, I don't understand it. Is this a different Craigslist? I mean, are we Craigslist A and Craigslist B?
Two different people and their different realities they've created for
right.
themselves.
Right. And it's, because they're in the same business, in the same town, doing the same thing, using the same damn list.
Hey,
as long
as
totally you, different results.
I'm glad you mentioned Craigslist, actually, because I tried something different this time with, because I put in two ads. I put an ad for the audio engineer position. I also put an ad for a marketing person because we're looking for a marketing person at greenlivingideas.com. And I was like, you know what? Screw the typical ad. I'm going to put the ad in that if I was this person, I'd want to respond to. So I wrote this ad that was like marketing superhero wanted. And it was this whole thing about like who we are. And it said, who we are and who you are, and it was really playful and didn't take itself seriously and was like, you know, edgy, and it reflected the spirit of me and the company and what and the way it's going to be when it's there to give that person, because I figured that's going to attract the right person, because if I put in some stodgy bullshit ad, I'm going to get a stodgy bullshit person or a
right.
person who's cool who expects you to be a stodgy bullshit company.
Right.
It's like set the tone right off the bat. Like, be who you are in writing. Don't try to go,
right.
I'm going to fall into the business standard here, you know?
Right.
Screw that. So anyway, it worked really well.
And
we got all these great candidates.
And I've
it.
Done the same thing. You know, I put in things like, you know, you got to have a great sense of humor. If you don't love what you do, don't apply. If you want a job, this is the wrong place. That if you don't have passion for this, you're going to suck at it. And, you know, just be straight with people and put
yeah.
that kind of stuff in. So you can attract the person that's going to look at that ad, as opposed to looking for a conscientious, hardworking person with attention
yeah,
to detail.
Who the hell isn't?
You know,
yeah.
you know. Boring.
Well, let me tell you the other thing about what you're talking about is what that's going to do is the people that are qualified and answer that ad, they're going to want it. They're going to be like, I'm never going to see an ad like this again. This is the perfect company for me. You are speaking to my heart. I have a love connection, and they're going to want that position. They're
right.
going to want to keep that job, you know, because it sets that tone right off.
Well, it's also good, like with Craigslist, if you have a website, you know, people can look at your company without ever going there. If your website represents your company, and I think that's mandatory nowadays.
Yeah.
Then they can look at your company and go, wow, that website's who these people are. That'd be really cool. Or I don't think they're for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously if you're living ideas and go to the website, this is really cool or it sucks.
Yeah.
But they're going to know.
Yep.
Now, Tim, you answered our ad. You are a recent product of Craigslist as we speak. So tell us a little about why did you answer the ad you answered and what appealed to you or not appealed to you about
Well, it's funny because I don't want to be contrarian to Sean because I'm
happy. Oh, that's the best thing.
We need more.
Shit.
We need all the time.
That's right.
I am full of shit. Please,
yes, but trust me. He takes everything but advice. We're good. Go ahead.
In the ad that I responded to, I think I prefer. You're right. There's all kinds of crap that people pad their ads with. Attention to detail, all that. That means nothing. But when I'm looking at these ads, I want like very clear definitions of what's the job responsibility. What's the expectation? And I thought, the ad you wrote was very clear for that. I mean, I honed in on it very easily, and it was like, okay, I know exactly what the expectation is here. This is the type of thing I'd like to do. This is the type of thing that fits me. But I don't like the ads that are like looking for a rock star, that try to like sling some lingo and make them feel hip.
Yeah, right. Well, actually, it's funny because what I didn't explain in the superhero one was it then also listed all the specifics too, but it had a tone. So it had both. But I knew what you're saying because like otherwise people are like, well, what the hell does that mean? So I would say though
that if you're trying to attract a marketing person, that's a different person than a somebody.
Right.
Who
you
does.
Need to market to a marketing person. You need to sell to a salesperson.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and also you need to be a little straight with an engineer because they're an engineer, right?
That's right.
Data. They want data. So that's an even better way to put it. Thank you. Is that appeal in the way speak their language?
Well, and it's sort of like when people say, "What's the appropriate clothes?" I say the appropriate clothing is something when they see you instead of your clothing.
Mm-hmm.
If they're looking at you and see your clothing, you're not wearing the right stuff. So obviously, if you're selling marijuana in Mendocino, you don't want to wear a suit or you'll get shot. On the other hand, if you're selling stocks in San Francisco, you better wear a suit or people think you're full of shit.
Yeah.
So there's not... It's just when they look at you...
Or maybe you're the guy that's so successful, you can wear whatever you want, and people have to go, damn, he dresses like nobody else.
It could be. Obviously, Levi...
He's earned that right,
If you look at the Bill Gates, you can't wear Levi's in San Francisco. It's going to be cool with San Francisco. I wouldn't try in Chicago.
True.
Or New York. So, but if whatever your industry in, if you show up and people look at you and your clothes don't make an impression one way or the other, I mean, people will go, holy shit, that guy's woo, or wow, wrong clothes.
Are, like, are you speaking for women as well, Paul? Or
just curious. Let's be a little misogynistic. What do you say? No, it's
misogynistic.
I think women, on the other
hand. Paul was accused of misogyny in an earlier episode.
That's right.
There's filling Tim
now,
in
women,
here.
On the other hand, if they have assets and they're trying to, for example, if they want to get attention from a man, they dress a certain way. If they want to get respect, they dress another way. If they want to like not be seen, they dress another way. For example, Lisa, hot girlfriend chick, my love of my life, when she does massage, she dresses really straight. Or when she does training, she like totally dresses straight. She's got this awesome body, she covers it up. She goes, why do that? On the other hand, if she's going out to a party, she says, it's amazing. She says, when I dye my hair blonde, like twice as many guys look at me as when they don't. She says it just happens instantly. So that's fine. If you want that attention, that's great. So women should dress for the kind of attention they're looking for, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. And write the ad and all that. So beyond writing ads, though, what's the next step in this process?
So attracting good people to the job and then finding those good people, having some kind of structure. You got to have a structure and a vision, like, green living ideas. I mean, I still want to sell it for $100 million, maybe to somebody, but
as long as I buy into a bigger network like Yahoo or something where I can continue to run it as is in place. Like, okay. I still actually like it, which is right. Cool. Thank God,
cool. And there are companies that do that. Yeah. So you have to have the vision, and if it's the vision is what I'm going to do is survive, you'll get survival, whatever survival looks like to you. If your vision is I want to like be successful, whatever success is, I want to marry to it. You got to have the vision in order to create the company. You can't, and people say, well, I've been like Kevin. I've been in business 30 years and I'm doing 3 million. Well, Microsoft's been in business 25 years and they're doing 30 billion. And Yahoo's been a short time. Let's take Google, 5 years. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. It's all about the vision.
Mm-hmm.
And creating and attracting people to that vision. So the vision comes first, whatever that is. And if your vision is, all companies are a lot of work. There's no way I'm ever going to own a company that isn't going to be a pain in the ass. You're screwed from the beginning.
Right. That's so true. Yep.
And in my case, I like what I do. I don't want to own a consulting company. I've tried it. I've had 100 people work for me. I didn't like it because it's a different job. It's sort of like if you like carpentry and own a construction company, you don't ever do carpentry.
Yeah.
What I like is one-on-one helping people. I don't like to manage people. It sucks for me.
So it's all about the blueprint. I mean, you got to get the blueprint right off the bat. Or don't expect anything but
right.
disaster.
It's whatever the heck the vision is. You know, like, who's the biggest drug dealer in the country today?
Let's see, which pharmaceutical company?
No, Starbucks.
Starbucks. Oh, no, good, well put.
Okay, Starbucks, yes, right?
Yes, absolutely.
It's about the vision.
Caffeine is a hardcore drug.
Hardcore drug, and it's the biggest drug. And they're the biggest drug dealer in the country today. Very successful drug dealer, right?
Absolutely.
So it worked for him, you know.
Isn't that amazing? Like, that's so amazing. And you can buy S-Bucks on NASDAQ. You can right. buy them. Yeah.
So that's the vision. So,
but don't get caught with a joint or you're going to jail.
Well, unless you have your little permit here.
Oh, right. We're in Northern California. You can have a permit for that.
Or medical marijuana card. But it is about the vision. And if the vision entails... I'm never going to be able to go with this. If I let go of it, it can't run without me. And that's in your vision, you're dead from the beginning. You need to say, I'm going to build a business that is going to run without me, and that's my vision. And you can get there. So that's a big part of it. The systems, the best thing is to steal somebody else's vision.
Well, you know, enhance in a vision that wasn't realized very well. That you add your
right,
own
but if you look at something,
embrace and extend, as Bill Gates would have said many years ago.
Well, yeah. But if you're looking at,
I mean, that's
lot,
another way to do it.
There's a lot of really great models out there that are successful. So, you know, and even Lowe's always builds across from Home Depot's. You know, I mean, they've got that one down.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's
you,
across
yeah, you
from
don't
McDonald's.
Have to be the idea originator. You know, like my next door neighbor who invented these little tie buddies that goes on your kids' shoes and teaches them how to tie their shoes. Two little plastic things that go on the two laces,
right.
And it's like a little story, and it teaches kids how to tie their shoes. And she's going to make tons of money. She was just featured in the paper, and it's going gang. But so you might have that cool original idea, lightning bolt, congratulations, inventor type thing, but you don't have to. Like you can go take another idea or apply an existing model that works into a different industry or whatever it is. You don't have to be like, well, I don't have any great creative divine inspiration. You don't have to.
Well, and if you've got one, find somebody else that's done what you've done, like Green Living Ideas. We look, who else has done this? What was it? Who's got
that was a shit pile of companies. Yeah. We're far from
we're
first
far
to market.
From first. Yeah. Who was it? Well, that one
the Tree Hugger. Sold.
Tree
I mean,
Huggers.
Name it. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, so, and that's okay because the market's huge.
Lime.com. Yeah.
And so that's okay too. But when you have the vision, check it out with other companies that have done it. If you want to... You know, in a construction, go visit construction companies. In fact, one of the things I tell people to do, which is mandatory, like a guy starting a plumbing service company, who's a client of mine, I said, go visit all the most successful plumbing service companies you can find in California or go back east because people are doing this. I'd love to tell you how they did it. No, you start from zero. And actually, one of my friends, Keith, did that, and he built his company from his garage at $300 million now. And he just visited a lot of real successful people and listened. So, you know, hires people smarter than you.
Take them
have
out to
vision,
lunch and take
you know,
these
and
other
then
business
find
owners
successful
out
to people and go visit them and tell them they're great and they'll spill their guts and tell you how they do it.
Yeah.
That's and that's true. Way easier than starting.
Well, you know, and our friend Andreas, who just came over from Germany,
right.
He's been a listener on the show since the beginning. We introduced him to Dane Jasper, who's a good friend of mine and owns one of the largest internet service providers, still locally owned by him and his partner, you know, basically in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so Andreas went and met with Dane and had lunch and, you know, is doing his legwork to figure out what he wants
to
do.
Well, actually, you know, what's cool is he also met with Peter, who has a company just like he does. And Peter offered him a job.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, you know.
Yeah. He's smart. Andreas is smart, though. He came and did that on his own accord.
Yeah, he came over here, fought everything, got on a plane, visited us. I kept him up with three people, Steve, you know, those people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Peter offered him a job. Not Peter, but, Peter offered him a job. And that means he can come over here and start working for him, get a passport. That's what takes me out of the box.
And that is literally one of you, whoever's listening out there right now. That literally, Andreas was you. He was a BST listener.
He was a listener.
That's it, period. He came over here, did a show with us. We hooked him up in our network. Not that we're the source of all happiness in the universe, but wherever it is, you could do it down the street from yourself.
Right.
You know, you can do this.
And Andreas will be in this country within a year, being successful, because that was his dream, and he had the balls to do it.
He has the balls
here,
to do it, man.
Fly over here and make it happen.
Yep.
And you can do the same thing.
Yeah,
you can do that. You know, we're here to help. And God knows it's free.
Yeah. So, you know, and think about on that note, think about writing in at friends@businesssuccesstips.org or go to the website
Good idea.
Send a comment or shout out on the shout box or whatever you want to do. But send us a note and let us know either how you're doing or questions you have, or, you know, we could feature your challenge or your whatever it is, your business problems on a show.
We're here to help.
We're here to help. So,
and we have track records.
And actually, I think we've got Dan is going to come visit from the Czech Republic. We may be seeing him soon as
well. Yes, we got an email from a listener from in Czech Republic. So, who,
I think shout out here to Dan.
Hey, you know, he's going to sell his house and move. Where are you moving to? Coast? It's a gorgeous house in Sudi. Better come over quick. You're going to miss your opportunity.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right.
Well, thanks, everybody.
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Have a great evening. It's going to be an awesome year for all you people. Awesome.
And there it is, another episode of Business Success Tips. Thanks as always for joining us. You can check out our website online at businesssuccesstips.org. Send us an email at friends@businesssuccesstips.org. Or if you're a Twitter stalker, find us at twitter.com/BST podcast. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.
LexNet Consulting Group is your one-stop resource for a selection of award-winning CRM, email marketing, and business intelligence solutions. LexNet serves small to mid-sized companies across the Western U.S. from our offices in the San Francisco Bay Area, Southern California, and Seattle. LexNet's tailored business solutions are designed to increase revenue and reduce costs. LexNet will help you develop a consistent sales, marketing, and customer support approach to drive your company's revenues, even during tough economic times. Every business has unique needs, and LexNet will help you meet those needs with customized, integrated solutions that give your business easily accessible and actionable information. To find out more about the powerful and effective business management solutions that LexNet offers, please visit lexnetcg.com, where you'll find helpful resources including articles, white papers, industry news, customer success stories, and informative podcasts like this one. While there, be sure to sign up for our Customer 360 newsletter filled with CRM and email marketing news, tips, and tricks. LexNet, your partner in business success.